Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Melanie LaRue, rest and embrace life anew. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. Melanie LaRue shares how she used a breast cancer diagnosis to reset and embrace life anew. Melanie LaRue, 48, lives in Brackenfell, Cape Town, with her husband of 20 years and their two daughters, aged 17 and 14. Up until the end of 2018, when I felt a small lump in my breast, I was a fairly healthy person. In early 2019, I had a sonar and a mammogram. At first, I was told there was no issue, even though a swollen lymph node was detected and that I had very dense breast tissue. The explanation for the swollen lymph node was that it's a reactive gland, probably due to an ingrown hair. I was advised to return in 6 months' time for a follow-up. This didn't sit well with me, so I consulted my GP for a clinical examination. He noted that the nipple of the same breast seemed to retract to one side and referred me to a specialist who advised me to do a biopsy. On the 14th of February 2019, at the age of 41, I was diagnosed with grade 3 infiltrated tubular carcinoma, multicentric triple-positive estrogen cancer. More tests followed and a larger lump was discovered in the same breast. The reactive gland had cancer cells in it too. Treatment. I had a mastectomy, then underwent 6 rounds of chemotherapy over 3 months and 25 radiation sessions in 1 month. After 18 months, a mastectomy was done on my right breast. This was due to me being a high-risk patient with dense breast tissue. Reconstruction on both breasts was done with fat grafting procedures. Furthermore, I was injected with a gonadotropin-releasing hormone every 3 months for 2 years and took tamoxifen daily for 5 years. All this was done to suppress my estrogen levels, effectively inducing menopause through chemical means. Zoledronic acid infusions were also given to help regulate bone structure and prevent osteoporosis and bone fractures, which are common in postmenopausal women. My treatment plan was extended for another 2 years, about 2 months ago. I'm currently taking exemestane, an aromatase inhibitor prescribed to postmenopausal women to lower estrogen levels and to help treat or prevent hormone-dependent breast cancer. Regular checkups are imperative. It provides me peace of mind and improves long-term outcomes. Side effects. The most common side effects I experienced from chemotherapy was nausea, while radiation left me extremely tired. The zoledronic acid infusions caused flu-like symptoms for a few days after treatment. However, the most persistent side effect I've experienced and continue to struggle with from hormone therapy is joint pain. I manage and continue to manage these issues through conventional methods such as medication, gentle exercise, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Permission to have an off day. It has been an emotional roller coaster. Some days are good, while others are more challenging. I've learned that it's okay to have bad days because the good days far outweigh the difficult ones. It's also okay to give yourself permission to have an off day. I find joy in the simple things of life. Living in the moment. Regarding every day as a gift. I've always been someone who faces challenges head on. I've encountered many battles in my life, but this one has been the biggest. I didn't see cancer as a death sentence. Rather, I viewed it as an opportunity to reset and embrace life anew. It's a chance to feel the crisp winter air on your cheeks, to watch the sunrise over mountains and the sea with deeper appreciation, to savor my children's laughter with a smile that reaches not just my face, but my heart. It's a chance to create lasting memories with family, friends, and colleagues, because in the end, it's the memories we carry with us that truly matter. And finally, I entrusted everything to God, my Savior's hands. God gives me strength to carry on every single day and to keep pushing, as every single person has a purpose. Desire to pay it forward. My hope is to share my journey and educate women that a mammogram alone is not enough. Self-examinations and regular clinical checkups are essential, and it's important to seek a second or even third opinion when something doesn't feel right. Trust that sixth sense you have. I want to be a beacon of hope for other women. Boobs don't define your worth. There are countless other qualities that make women truly beautiful. If I can make a difference in one person's life, it would mean the world to me.